were you able to spend a lot of time with some of these guys, or would they sort of be with you for a little while and then they would be gone to wherever else they were going, whether they were going to other hospitals, or did you ever feel like you got to know any of them? Or?
Oh, yes. We had them for quite a while, as long as I was there, which was a little less than a year. We had these. You have to remember that the type of injuries that they had to be treated at this particular hospital, and they could not be flown home or transported to other areas. I had one particular fellow, I remember his name was Sergeant Wallace, who had been at the Battle of the Bulge and was coming down a parachute, and he was machine gunned. He was just, I don't think he was 21, and he was very seriously wounded, so we had to keep him as, there as long as possible. I think he was there as long as I was there. And it was a funny story because, if I can tell this, we had the Women's Army Corps, the WACS, on our base, and somebody came along and said, we'd like this to form a softball team. And so none of us knew how to play softball, but we had a couple of practices. And when the ships came in from New York, we went out on convoy, we'd bring about 10,000 wounded back. So this particular day, they asked if we'd have, a game between ourselves, the nurses and the WACS. And so we said, fine. So we went down to the field thinking there would be a few people. And it turned out that it was a packed house. And they also had taken Sergeant Wallace on a striker frame down to the field. Now, from what they told me, this fellow, well, he never did smile. He was in suffering. He was in bad shape. So we start the game, and somehow the WACS were big women, and they were certainly a lot better than we were. And in the one half of the inning, they were ahead about 19 runs. And now we came up to bat, right? So I was like the second or third batter, and I thought, well, all I have to do is swing the ball, the bat three times, and I can sit down. Well, I hit the the ball, but I hit it so hard, I spun around, and I was running, and everybody was yelling, and everybody was, I'm thinking, look at what I've done something great. Well, I ran to third base, so now I got to run back between the catcher and the pitcher, and as the fellows used to call me, feet, because I had large feet, I tripped into first base, slid right in. Well, it was unbelievable. So after the game, this Captain Croce, who was a top neurosurgeon, and he was tough to work with, came across the field, and I'm sitting on the bench with all the girls, and he's basically coming at me. And so I know I'm in deep trouble. So instead of him really scolding me and yelling at me, he said, Kennedy, I want you to know something. You did something that nobody else could do. You made Sergeant Wallace laugh. He was hysterical on the straight afraid, laughing at me because of what I did. So I said, that was my day. That was my day, to make him laugh.